You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Selena Zito, the Washington Examiner, observing the part of the country, the Midwest, the middle of somewhere, that determines American elections, midterms, presidential years, all conversation asks, what about the middle of somewhere? What about the Middle West? From Pennsylvania to Iowa, from Kentucky to Michigan, this part of what can be said to be the center of the center, the heart of the heart. We begin in Pennsylvania, however, Selena's home state and mine as well. There's a Senate seat opening with the retirement of Mr. Toomey. And over these last hours and days, we can speculate that the landscape has shifted yet again. It's early. Two weeks is a long time in politics, but that open Senate seat. Selena, you are very familiar and have profiled Sean Parnell, a novice politician who ran and was not successful for the 17th CD in Pennsylvania against Connor Lamb, a young man who was successful in a series of elections over these last years for the Democratic Party. The 17th CD has now expected to be removed from the redefining of the Pennsylvania map. Therefore, Connor Lamb has announced his candidacy for the Democratic nomination for that open Senate seat. Sean Parnell also is a candidate. What I'm curious about is how you can imagine this tragedy in Kabul will affect the race. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Thank you so much for having me on. So Connor Lamb entered the race not that long ago, and he enters a very crowded primary race. There are 14 Democrats that have already declared their candidacy on the Democrat side. And there's, I think, three on the Republican side, including Sean Parnell. If Parnell and Lamb are both successful in their primaries, this would be a rematch of that race between the two of them, which was everyone predicted would be a 12-point race, including his own team, and it ended up being one percentage point. What is happening in Afghanistan, I believe, gives Parnell the ability to talk about, you know, his experiences there. He was a combat army. I forget which rank he was. He is a combat army veteran, and he served in Afghanistan. Wrote a best-selling book about his experience called Outlaw Platoon. He was the captain of his platoon, and saw incredible and fierce and combat experience and firefighting for hundreds of days. It's really a gripping book. It gives him the ability to talk about that in a very thoughtful but very immersive way. I mean, he was there, and he can talk about the sort of argument of endless wars, or do you leave people there, to protect the embassy, and also things like refugees and getting Americans out now, as President Biden has made this decision to just pull out, damn the consequences. Connor Lamb also served in the military. He was not in combat. He was a lawyer, And to date, and I find this incredibly interesting as we go on the air right now, he has not made one comment about what's happening in Afghanistan. And this is an area where Democrats, independents, Republicans, everyone has made their point of view, and he has completely avoided it, which I believe gives Parnell, whether you agree with him or not, an advantage because he is being honest and speaks from experience.
The politics of Afghanistan are years, decades ahead of us. So we turn momentarily to a joyful column that Selena filed some days past about the Everett Railroad, which if Mr. Lamb or Mr. Parnell are successful, they will represent someday. Selena, where is the Everett Railroad and who runs it and why?
So the Everett Railroad is located in a small town called Hollidaysburg, which is adjacent to Altoona. If anybody is a rail fan, they know that Altoona is where the Horseshoe Bend is located, which many people call, you know, like the eighth wonder of the world. It's this engineering marvel I forget how many degree turn around a mountain in Blair County. Anyways, the Everett Railroad is a functioning railroad. And what do I mean by that? Well, it does deliver freight. It delivers it several times a week to different localities in central Pennsylvania. However, it also does something really wonderful, and it offers excursion rides on a steam railroad. And the experience is incredible. The owner, Alan, has taken these old steam engines and the car, the Pullman cars, and converted them. I mean, some of them he's taken from just barely hanging by a thread and reconstructed them as they were 100 years ago. And people, you know, come from all over and ride these trains, these excursion rides through the valleys of Western Pennsylvania in the way that it was expected to be experienced over 100 years ago. They make a stop at an ice cream place and people get out. It's just really a wonderful experience.
This is the moment that John gets to say, when I was 11 years old, I took my brother in hand and my mom and dad put me on a train in Cincinnati, Ohio, right outside of Cincinnati. And we entrained to my grandparents in Narberth, Pennsylvania, via Philadelphia. And I can recall, as Selena described, the Altoona Bend, the bend. Oh, yeah. I can recall the conductor coming by because he was asked to keep an eye on us, the 11 and 9-year-old by themselves with a little bag of lunch. I can recall him saying, see, you can see the end of the train and looking out that window. It never yes. occurred to me that decades later that would be the image of my childhood right there.
Yeah, I've taken that train several times from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, and it never ceases to amaze me that they pulled that off, that they were able to make the train go around the mountain that way.
The joy of Pennsylvania moves us immediately into your border with Ohio, and your essay about Ohio's sudden transformation, or maybe it was gradual. You know, that the old joke, it was gradual. It was gradual and then it was sudden. Okay.
Yeah.
Mahoning Valley is on the borderlands between Pennsylvania and Ohio. It is the home of Tim Ryan, the centrist Democrat who's now running for state office, I believe. And you observe that Ohio has gone from blue to purple to red. Is Mahoning Valley part of that transformation? Is that what we're seeing?
Absolutely. Actually, Mahoning Valley is at the heart of this transformation. It has always gone Democrat. It has always voted Democrats into office, whether it's on local or statewide, governor, U.S. Senate, and president. But in the past 15 years, it has made not just like small leaps, but dramatic leaps towards Republicans. And for the first time ever, Mahoning County went a Democrat. I mean, went Republican in the presidential race. Donald Trump was the one that took it over the line. And I will tell you that Tim Ryan, who lives in Trumbull County, that's part of the Mahoning Valley, so is Stark and Mahoning and Columbiana, and he lost his home county for the first time ever. He's now not running for his seat. He likely would not have won his seat anyways. All states are in the middle of redistricting, and his seat would have been made even more Republican. And so, you know, he faces a challenge in his own backyard. Well, and as you said, it wasn't that long ago that 2006 where, and 2008 where Republicans lost everywhere up and down, the ballot. However, beginning in 2009, it was not the people who changed. By the way, these people are still the same people. They still hold the same values. It is the parties that have changed, and these parties have gone too far. The Democratic Party has gone way too far left for these culturally conservative Democrats who live in the Mahoning Valley.
I'm speaking with Selena Zito of the Middle of Somewhere column at the Washington Examiner. Selena has returned from an adventure into the middle of somewhere, into the Middle West. And when we come back, we're going to Wall, South Dakota, to visit the Wall Drugs, the famous Wall Drugs. If you've driven across this country any time in the last 100 years, you're not only, well, a senior citizen, you are also remembering the signs along the roadway to Wall, South Dakota. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Battle.